If a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say, why, he's just a plain
idiot.
You ever call
a fool?
Okay. What do you call a person that just won't ever spend any money? He's real tight with his money.
Spend it. I never did have enough to work.
Do you ever call a person a common person? Do you ever use that term to call anybody?
No.
You don't ever call anybody common?
Not at all. Maybe that's the generation I lived in.
If an old man is still very strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite?
He's still quite young.
If you get worried about something or concerned about something, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd say you feel
uneasy.
If some child might not want to go upstairs in the dark, he'd say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
afraid.
And when a child grows up, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty what? If he leaves his money around where people might get it, he's mighty what?
Now, let me see, I can't think of a word.
Somebody that's driving down the road real, he's a reckless driver.
Reckless, he's careless.
What do you, somebody might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
crazy.
What are some other words that you might use instead of crazy?
Foolish.
All right.
What else would they use?
Would you ever say she's queer?
Well, yeah, she'd be crazy, queer.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, he never wants to do anything anybody else wants to do, you might say, don't be
so stubborn.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, he's mighty. If you can't ever joke with somebody because they get what?
He's furious. Let's see,
if somebody that loses their temper when the least thing goes wrong, you might say, he's mighty.
High temper.
Okay.
All right.
You might say, I was just kidding him. I don't know why he got so
mad.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, now you just
quiet down. Calm yourself.
All right. Or you might say,
Keep quiet.
Or keep. Some words you
keep your nerve.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very what?
You're tired.